you'll find the dope addict and the alcoholic and the harlot, along with the finest citizens of the world. It is primarily a place of amusement and money-making and drinking and eating and making merry. But tonight, for a few moments, Times Square has been turned into a great cathedral as a symbol of spiritual revival that is now in progress in the United States. Let us tonight tell the world that we Americans believe in God. Let us tell the world tonight that our trust is not in our stockpile of atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs, but in Almighty God. Let us tell the world tonight that we desperately want peace, but not peace at any price, and that we believe peace will come only when the Prince of Peace comes. Let us tell the world tonight that we are morally and spiritually strong, as well as militarily and economically. Let us frankly admit tonight that we've sinned against God. We have 1,000 moral and social sins tonight that should drive us to repentance of our sins if we are to be saved in this tragic hour of history. Much of the world tonight doubts that we have the moral and spiritual qualities of international leadership. Let this meeting tonight at Times Square be a symbol of our renewed faith in God, which we believe is going to put a new moral fiber into the society of America. On this Labor Day weekend, in which all America pauses to honor the laboring man, here at the crossroads of America, let us tell the world that we are united and are ready to march under the banner of Almighty God, taking as our slogan that which we have on our coins, "In God We Trust."